We've been bringing you stateside reports of the Democratic National Convention all week, but we were also curious to know how this historic gathering is being covered around the world. And here for our weekly international briefing, our reporters Jesus Esquivel, the Washington correspondent for Mexico's Proceso political magazine, and John Mula, columnist for Kenya's The Standard newspaper. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, Jesus, let's start with you. Today is the last day of the DNC. Of course, the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, Barack Obama, won't address the convention until tonight. But that aside, what have been some of the highlights of the convention for you?
Well, it has been incredible to see how this Democratic Party has unified its forces around Barack Obama. And not just Mexico, Latin America is expecting to hear something different, to have a new stage of relations with the U.S., hoping that finally the leadership that everybody is expecting from this country is going to have someone who understands what's the reality of the world. And in the case of Mexico, for example, many politicians are so happy that Senator Biden is on the side of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hear you had some difficulties covering the convention. How has it been for you so far?
It's very bad. This is the first time. I've been in the U.S. for the last 20 years, and this is the first time in a democratic or a political convention the foreign media is treated very bad, that we
really
don't have any kind of communications, and we fight for even for a connection to plug your computer. It's incredible. Not just me, Germans and people from other countries are complaining about it. And for some reason, the State Department, through the Foreign Press Center, at the last moment, give us a hand to have a space and the tools to communicate to our countries and file our stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, Obama's deceased father is Kenyan. How has that affected Kenyans' views and expectations about this campaign election?
Obviously, there's a lot of excitement about the candidate Obama in Kenya, across the board, across all ethnic communities. And this is interesting because when all this began, there's a kind of skepticism. Will he go very far? Will he drop along the way? But he has gone much farther than anybody anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So there is excitement. There is anticipation. There is amazement. And there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like this is something that many of them believe they would never live to see. But it is happening. You know, this here is somebody, a Kenyan in the diaspora. That's what they call him. About to clinch the most powerful office on earth. That's if he wins the election.
Yes.
So you can imagine the kind of everybody shaking their head in, this is unbelievable.
Are Kenyans just interested in that fact that Obama has been able to reach this point so far? Are they interested in particular issues as well?
I don't think for the ordinary Kenyans, they go down, they drill down into the policy issues. For them, it is a more global thing of, here is one of our own. You know, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
getting this far. Of course, among the elite, they'll discuss certain policies, you know, the differences between him and the opponent and so forth. But I would suspect it's among very few people who care about the policies that he'd be espoused. Just his presence and his possible win is good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Jesus, at the beginning of George Bush's presidency, there was a lot of talk about improving U.S. relations with Mexico. There's the widespread perception that has been somewhat of a disappointment. What's the perception of what an Obama-Biden ticket could mean for U.S.-Mexico relations?
At least to change the perspective of the relation. The immigration issue, it's very important for Mexico, but it's also the security of the border, very important for the government of Mexico. And we understand that Senator Biden knows very well the problem of narcotics. The drug trafficking in Mexico has been causing a lot of troubles in the last few years. And the Merida initiative that was created between President Bush and President Felipe Calderón of Mexico is just one step. Here in Denver, last night we were talking with the ambassador of Mexico in Washington, and he was telling us that there is a little concern with Barack Obama and Biden talking about to review the NAFTA, to review some aspects of NAFTA. And they think there is only part of the campaign of the Democratic ticket, but they really want to know what Barack Obama wants to have with Mexico in terms of the cooperation to combat the drug traffickers. Mm-hmm. I think is the main important issue now in the relation with Mexico.
Well, John, in one of your columns, you draw an interesting parallel between Barack Obama's image as by critics who call him arrogant and his connection to the Luo ethnic tribe in Kenya. Can you briefly tell me about that?
Obama's father, Barack Obama Sr., was a Luo, and therefore genetically you could say Obama has connection to that ethnic community. Now, sometimes there are stereotypes about how certain communities behave, and one of the things that a lot of Kenyans believe and Luos themselves do believe about themselves is that they tend to be to have a class. They really believe this idea of carrying yourself well, you know, being sharply dressed and studying, being a cut above the rest. So,
and they're very confident, I would
very
say.
Confident of themselves.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Jesus Esquivel is the Washington correspondent for Mexico's Proceso Political magazine. He joined us from Denver. John Mulau is a columnist for Kenya's Standard newspaper, and he joined us here in our Washington studio. Thank you both so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.